Okay, we do have confirmation now that we have our guest with us on the line, joining us this morning. And we joined on the line by Mzakolo Mpolase, who is a political analyst, speaking about some of the issues that have come up with regards to the mayoral candidate nomination. Mzakolo, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time. If we look at the list of the mayoral candidates that have come up, there's been lots of reaction to the latest developments that have come through, especially in the Tshwane area. If you look at overall the entire list that has come out that you have had a look at, any surprises for you amongst the mayoral candidate nominations?
Well, the only surprise really is the last minute addition to the list, which is Thoko Didiza. But insofar as the list that they have announced, and also the other provinces have announced, by the way, it's not just the metros only, it's just that the metros were taking national precedence. So insofar as the metros are concerned, there are no surprises with the exception of Thoko Didiza. And, you know, in terms of the district municipalities and all of that, they've just simply followed the typical list process that they've been doing for the past elections. So the only thing that surprises me is that why they felt the need to announce mayoral candidates in any way, knowing the division that exists around branches. And also that even though you do present a mayoral candidate, after all, it could be council later on, and the result is usually not set in stone. There was no pressure for them to do that. Why they did it still baffles me a bit.
Yes, now just speaking about the Thoko Didiza issue, she's obviously replaced Ramakgopa. Why do you believe the party removed Ramakgopa and replaced Ramakgopa with Thoko Didiza?
Well, one of the things that is happening is that there has been a perception for some time that Kgosietso Ramakgopa has, objectively speaking, not been performing that much. And also in that he had not proven himself. So, if, for instance, if you contrast him with Park Stau, he has over the years built his credibility, built his standing. Whereas with the case of Kgosietso Ramakgopa is that, yes, he may be popular within the jurisdiction, but not necessarily in terms of governance. And there has been a perception. You deal with anyone in Pretoria where, you know, for all intents and purposes, it's the seat of the South African government. There has been a perception that more should be done in Tshwane, and perhaps without Kgosietso Ramakgopa. And also the fact that you want recognizability while, you know, his peers in Ekurhuleni and Johannesburg have built their profile, you find that he is well known within the ANC, but not necessarily that confidence. And at some level, leadership is about confidence, not just within the party, but within the grander scope of things, governance confidence, basically.
The three metropolitan areas that will be hotly contested are Johannesburg, Nelson Mandela, and Tshwane. We've been talking about that for a while now. The decision to retain Park Stau seems to be a good move, but will Danny Jordaan be able to pull the move of the votes?
Well, yeah, Port Elizabeth has always been a problematic municipality. You can recall for the 2011 local government election, so it was an expectation that the ANC would lose, but then it came about that they did not lose, but still just barely above the required threshold, you know, a majority plus one. So in essence, Danny Jordaan being outside or an outsider may help the ANC. Because as we know, you'd recall the bizarre scenario where they presented us with an 83-year-old man as the mayor of Port Elizabeth, who had zero understanding of how a municipality ought to work. And that was really not so much that they had the greatest number of the greatest deal of confidence. It was because of the infighting that has come to characterize the Eastern Cape, the infighting that has come to characterize the Nelson Mandela Metro region. So Danny or Don being an outsider, and there is a sense from the community that at least that he is an outsider, he has come too late indeed, some of them would have said, but at least it does give him that ability. And at the end of the day, South African politics is partially also about race politics, and the fact that he is outside in the sense that he's not the typical Xhosa speaking, but he's a colored individual, maybe he may help with ushering the colored vote, which may increase the share of votes. But of course, it's speculative at this chance. The differential that exists is about 3 to 5%. So it could go either way in the form of the ANC losing to a coalition or the ANC winning by that 5%. So it is speculative at this point, but these are the dynamics that might inform the contestation there.
So what do you read into the violence that we currently witnessing in Tshwane? Is this a sign of divisions within the ANC branches? Is it being stirred up by other political parties?
Well, it is a sign. It is a sign. I was involved, for instance, in some event that was being organized and where the mayor was wanted. And there was talk within the entire province of Gauteng in that you cannot go out and mention that someone is a mayoral candidate. You can indeed mention a person in their capacity that they hold within the ANC. So that to me spoke of deep divisions. And really it is about this scenario where the list process has become so dominant within the ANC. And now when you have I would say Luthuli House, or you have the provincial executive trying to enforce a greater deal of discipline, you know that the ANC has got these things that they say through the eye of the needle, which is really based on the idea that they want the most competent, the most clean individual to represent them, which is a breakaway to some extent from what had been happening in the past. So this has meant that it's not necessarily the most popular candidate, and of course this may draw the ire of branches who feel that the list process should not be torpedoed by the provincial executive, by the national executive, which is what has happened in this case.
Also, there has been accusations that list contains mainly the names of Jacob Zuma loyalists, and that the nominees are not really supported on the ground. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think it translates in that sense. We need to understand that it is a localized battle. As much as we would like to make the linkage, of course, factional politics exists in the ANC, you know, whether in the Jacob Zuma camp or elsewhere. But at the local government level, what I tend to find, it's not so much a direct correlation with who's aligned with President Jacob Zuma or the national ANC. What I tend to find is that it's the localized battles, you know, the chair, the versus, the branch this and all of this, because the rewards are far greater at the local level, and usually it's actually quite devoid of a stronger link with the national government. But in the sense that you may say there is a linkage with, I would say not President Jacob Zuma per se, but at least the view from Luthuli House, in that because they understand that there is greater focus on those metros, that is the nature of how the translation could be made, or the linkage made to President Jacob Zuma. But generally what you find is that the battles that are fought at the local government, they're actually very localized. Indeed, the province may align however they align within the factional politics of the day, but local battles usually just have to do with council, mayoral positions and all of that, rather than a direct linkage per se to the factional politics of President Jacob Zuma. Factional politics at the local level, sure, but not necessarily with that much linkage to the national politics.
How tense do you believe this year's local government elections are going to be, especially in light of the increase in political killings and tension within the ANC ranks?
Well, as I say, you know, factional politics is the order of the day, and we do know that traditionally it was KwaZulu-Natal that had these instances, political assassinations prior to elections, and then, of course, some limited violence. But the essence of this is that South Africa is a violent society, and it's a violent society that has been cultivated through history, you know, within the current dispensation as well, that unless you partake in some kind of violence, typically burning and what have you, authorities or the powers that be will not necessarily listen to you. So this is what has been, I'll say, cultivated, and this is what has meant in elections. It was what has meant in terms of list processes, because this is how, as a South African voter, this is how I speak to my party, this is how I speak to my government, and this is how I speak in between elections to my government, so the service delivery process that we've been accustomed to. So it is a cycle of violence, and it's not one that's devoid from, I'd say, the current cyclical events, in that it will always be part of the South African political culture, sadly. And these elections should be no different, especially, for instance, if, say, Thoko Didiza remains, despite the upheaval that we've seen in Mamelodi, remains the candidate, and say, for argument's sake, they lose the metro. That will be disastrous because, as I said, this is how those who are governed tend to speak to authorities. And imagine if the result will then not speak to the populace in terms of the candidate they wanted, and also in terms of what is reflected in the ballot. And it wouldn't be such a stretch that violence may be a result then. And that violence moved from the everyday practices of South Africans apart.
Mzil, thank you very much for your time this morning on Radio Islam. We always appreciate you taking your time to chat to us. We appreciate your analysis. So thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
That was Mzikolo Mpolasi speaking to us about the mayoral candidate list being announced, and trying to understand what has been the reasoning behind the announcement and how things are going badly for the ANC. Now, the ANC, as we indicated, retained Denny Jordaan as the mayoral candidate for Nelson Mandela Bay. It also said that it threw its weight behind Mpak Stal in Ekurhuleni. Monli Gongbele was notably replaced by Zwandile Masina as party candidates, and other candidates are Amanguang, Oli Malule, Buffalo City Metro, Kwale, Kola, Pakita, Cape Town has Kolani, Satese, and a number of others have been announced. So we'll continue with the very, very intense and comprehensive coverage of election issues as we work towards the local municipal elections.